Dukes and Bell, we get a chance to chop it up and talk with our starting quarterback, Michael Penix. We talking about my quarterback. Michael Penix, first day of camp, man. How different is this compared to last year where you were mentally, physically, preparation-wise? How different does it feel?
I mean, the only difference is, I got a different title this year, you know, but I always kept the main thing. You know, the goal is to do whatever I can to help this team win football games, and that's going to continue to stay that. So, still the same mindset, you know, just a different title this year.
You were known as a great leader, man, a captain at Washington. Do you feel more comfortable taking that leadership role this season?
Yeah, man. I've always been comfortable in that role. You know, it don't come overnight. You know, obviously you got to gain that trust from the guys. And, you know, each and every day I continue to try to prove that, make sure the guys know that I'm somebody they can look at as a leader. And, you know, I just got to come out here and be consistent each and every day. And my play is going to speak for itself. So,
Michael Penix joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So a lot of conversation about Kyle Pitts this offseason. Saw that you guys got together, not just Pitts, but your receiving core. Yeah. Did you orchestrate that? Did you call the guys and say, hey, let's hook up and get together? And do you feel like you got some quality work in? Or was it just, hey, hanging out and get to know guys?
Yeah, to be honest, Darnell Mooney, he called that up. You know, I definitely knew I wanted to give it to guys. But Mooney, he said it's on him this year. he took it this year, and he was like, hey, man, he said, I know you fresh to it. You know, this is your first year starting. You know, I want to – He wanted to take over this year, you know, bringing the guys out, you know, to Cali and working together. So, but that's just the leader that he is as well, you know. But next year, it'll definitely be on me. So,
what's up, Darnell?
Darnell Mooney, baby. Hey, what's the relationship like with Zach Robinson, especially now that you are going to be the man from the jump as opposed to taking it in midseason last year? Anything different with the playbook, or is he working to your strengths?
My relationship with him is great. You know, he trusts me, I trust him, and he's gonna call whatever's on that playbook, because he know as long as we're on the same page, you know, whenever we get out there, you know, we're gonna go out there and make it work. You know, every call not gonna be great, every play by me not gonna be great, but at the end of the day, we gotta lean on each other, you know, in those hard times and even in those good times, you know, and always trust each other, and you know, always come to an understanding when it comes game day, and we locked in and we're gonna do whatever it takes to win football games.
Michael Penix joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Mike, there was a play last year Mike and I talk about where you went to Drake, y'all missed it, and you went right back to it, and you hit it for a touchdown. And I bring this up only to say, how much confidence do you instill not only in Drake, but also maybe Kyle Pitts, and say, hey, I'm coming to you. Dog, I'm getting you to rock. Like, does that help? And is that you? Do you do those things for those guys, or is it just a situation that happens and plays out throughout the course of a game?
Man, it's what we do, not on Sundays, but, you know, throughout the week, each and every day, you know, gaining that confidence, gaining that trust with those guys, and allowing them to understand, like, hey, man, we nobody perfect. You know, we strive to be perfect, but nobody's perfect. Everybody's not going to make every single play, you know, but as long as we continue to play the next play, you know, the ball will find you, and I'm always going to find an open guy. So they know that. They'll get the ball.
You remember that play?
I do.
We do, because that's the thing. Michael Penix Jr., our quarterback, joins us on Dukes and Bell. When we talk to people around the country about the Falcons and they ask us about you, I say that Sunday night game against the Commanders, that was like a big moment. It's like a playoff type atmosphere, and you made one of those great throws to Kyle Pitts for a touchdown. Did you go back and look at all your film from last year?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
Oh, I mean, it was a lot of things to work off of. You know, obviously, you know, it was tough connecting, you know, early on, you know, but, you know, as we continue to get better each and every day, you know, just spending all that time, you know, outside of the game field and even off the field as well, you know, just building that relationship with those guys, you know, that connection to continue to build. And I've been seeing it build all offseason. I can't wait to see what we do this year.
SEC Media Days just happened. Kalen DeBoer was in town, and he said, hey, you came to the crib, y'all kicked it. You have a great relationship with him. What is he telling you as you now made your way into the professional ranks and helping you as long as he's known you? Probably he says he's known you better, you know, as far as an offensive coordinator and being around you than anybody else.
Yeah, man, he just told me to be myself. You know, he said that's all I got to do, be myself. He told me to just trust my abilities and, you know, just go out there and have fun. You know, that's the biggest thing he always say, just have fun, you know, and be you. And that's the main thing that he always tell me.
Speaking of having fun, man, people loving the vibe, the working class hero, man, being at Costco, when you get the word, you're going to be the starter. What else did you do this summer, man? What was your offseason?
This summer, I didn't really do too much. I went back home to my city in Dade City. You know, I had a kids' camp there. You know, truly enjoyed that. You know, all the kids that came out and supported. And
had a street named after you, didn't you?
Got a street named after me. That was a blessing as well, too, you know. So those things, I got out to fish a little bit, been trying to golf, get my golf game better, but – That's about it.
How's
you already catch? Yeah, we're all fishing. Well, we try to fish.
We went trout fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, out there trout.
In the golf game, what's it look like?
It's getting there. I ain't gonna talk too much about it, but it's getting there.
Well, now it's go time. So it's, you shutting that down, right? You won't have time to do that.
Yeah.
Michael, what do you want to improve on, man? I mean, obviously 3-game sample space, but you know your game. You know what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into this season, you say, this is what I got to be better at. What is that?
Just the connection with the guys. You know, obviously seeing last year, you know, seeing all the plays that was left out there, you know, it's not something that, you know, I'm used to seeing. You know, I like to at least give my guys a chance. And it was times last year where I wasn't giving them a chance, you know. So just make sure I give those guys a chance, you know, just connecting with them, you know, day in and day out, make sure that our chemistry is where it needs to be.
Do we know what the workload's going to be like in preseason? Because I know last year we wanted to see more of you in preseason. Have you talked to Coach about that yet?
No talks about that yet.
What about Kirk Cousins, man? How's that really? I know you're talking about how he's had your back. Same vibe?
Yeah, same vibe, man. He's great. Great guy. You know, he's still a leader. You know, everybody look at him as a leader, and he's always going to be that, you know.
You feel what's going on around here? I'm talking about Atlanta, like, with you and, like, how people feel and the excitement. Do you feel that?
I am a little bit, you know. I feel like once season come around, you'll see it and feel it even more, you know. But I definitely am feeling the love, you know. It's amazing, you know. I love the city, man. It's a great city. You know, I was glad I got drafted here. You know, I'm not too far from home, so be able to have family come up a lot. So it's been great.
And then finally, we talked a lot about the playoffs. We talked with AJ Terrell, Jesse Bates. You know, you're in your second year. A lot of these guys have not been in the playoffs. I mean, do you set goals like that, or just it is what it is?
No, we got to win. we got to get there, man. That's always the goal, man. Goal trying to win every one, you know. But we're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that we do that.
Michael Penix, good luck. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I love it. You know, as we said, you know, sometimes other teams will take it 1 week at a time, Carl. No, we got to get in the playoffs. Michael Penix Jr. knows it. AJ knows it. All these guys, you know, Jesse Bates came from a Super Bowl experience, but a lot of these other guys have never even sniffed the playoffs.
Yeah, look, when he said that to you and I looked at him, it made me feel good because he's not sitting here going, well, you know, I'm still learning. It may take a little while.
Right.
No, dude, we got to win. And I know it, and we know it. And I'm going to go out every week and try to do what I can to make that happen. So that makes me feel good, Mike, because, again, he's not looking for any leeway. He's not looking for an
right.
out. Right. Well, you know, it's only my fourth game starting. He's not looking for an out. He's like, look, we got to win. I don't care what it takes, who we're playing. Michael Penix has a lot of confidence. And if you didn't see it with the 3 games we watched last year, I'm just telling you right now, right. We have no reason to go into any week this year and be fearful that our quarterback is not going to be ready, not prepared, or not ready to take on the job at
right.
hand.
And there's different types of confidence. Sometimes the confidence is outward, you know, like a Cam Newton type deal. Man, Cam is still in his bag over other quarterbacks. Jeez Louise, get over it, Cam. But, you know, the Cam thing, that is sort of the – it's very overt. You know it. Some guys are more like Luke low-key with that stuff, you know, like Drew Brees. But he's
sure.
confident and cocky and has that inner confidence. But I think that Penix is somewhere in between, but I love it. And I think the team, everybody you talk to on this team, you ask any Falcon player about Michael Penix Jr., first thing they smile. Like they're excited to
That's
talk
right.
about this guy.
That's right. 404-726-0929. More Falcons conversation on the way with Raheem Morris, who stopped by Andy and Randy. That's coming your way next hour. But if you're asking us, like, okay, how's he look? He looks healthy. He looks in shape. He looks good. Like, mm-hmm. there's nothing negative to report, like, or concern-wise when you watch Michael Penix. The thing is, Mike, and this is, you know, timing, right, and hopefully just reps. When we watched him, you said it. Is a throw here or two late? Yeah. Is his touch on the long ball or the deep ball excellent? Nice. Guys, we may have the best deep ball thrower in the National Football League, and that's not hyperbole. Listen, there's a lot of guys that I know. There's Mahomes, and there's a lot
right.
of guys. But I'm telling you, his deep ball is on point.
Yeah, it comes out. I mean, again, Kirk Cousins, by the way, as we said earlier, for those who are interested, as far as his marketability, will you play him in a preseason game? Because he looks good. Kirk's ball looks so much livelier. Think about where we were this time last
year. Do you think it's the strength?
I just think Kirk is – I think the Achilles is finally 100% healed. And I think he's just got the confidence. When he was, we were watching, as you, me, and Day-Day were watching, and it was kind of like one of those old-school Shanahan naked bootleg plays, and Cousins just looks so fleet of foot because he's had that full year now. So whoever gets him, if we can find a trade partner, we'll get a quarterback that can do the things that he probably couldn't do for much of our season last year.
By the way, brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. On the way, 4th and 1. We'll take you around the league today as soon as camp started. The reports about Justin Fields are out there. We do have a latest update. We'll get that to you as well. And, Mike, apparently the word out of Chicago is yesterday, and I don't know if you guys heard this, Ben Johnson took Caleb Williams off the field. Apparently he was frustrated with some of the things that were going on and how the offense was running. And, look, doesn't mean Caleb Williams is not starting, but already Ben Johnson is challenging Caleb Williams in a way that I don't think he's been challenged
before.
See,
this goes back to, we talked about, you know, how the, if you want to call it misinformation or whatever, that data about whatever James Pierce Jr. was perceived to be, maybe is erroneous. There were so many folks, and at the time you and I talked about the pre-draft noise and the old fart scouts and personnel people that somehow feel, oh, look at this guy carrying a purse. He's got pink fingernails. And it's just that old school mentality. And then the guys would then, of course, immediately, does he love football? Has he got that killer instinct? I don't know. You know, he's got to prove some, he's got to prove the haters wrong. Last year, I'll give him a little bit of benefit of the doubt because the team was so disjointed. But you've got a tremendous offensive mind who turned Jared Goff's career around, and now we're trying to do it to yours. So that's a bit of a tell. I mean, and a bit of it, if I'm honest, going to put him on full blast, isn't he?
You know what's
in front
funny?
Of his teammates.
Well, listen, somebody said this too, and I didn't even think about this, but remember, he was with Lincoln Riley and then left with Lincoln Riley, right? Lincoln
right.
was at OU.
Right, went to USC.
Went to USC. Caleb was really allowed to do whatever, right? It was kind of like a loosey-goosey kind of deal.
Right.
You know the offense. You do what you feel comfortable. And he'd run around and do his thing, and he'd make plays. This is structure. And this is what Ben Johnson, I'm just telling you, it's very Shanahan-ish, Mike.
Right.
Structure. This is what we're doing. And if you do it this way, we're going to have success. But I don't need you doing it this way. And my guess is, without seeing it, just hearing the reports, that he's still kind of loosey-goosey.
Right.
And that structure is now like, okay, you need me to deliver the ball. This is where we're going with it. And if you're not doing that, it disrupts the flow of the offense.
The tempo and everything's off by a count and nothing works. So it is interesting because you wonder whether things specifically maybe Ben Johnson was working on it with minicamp with him. And, okay, here's some things I need you to work on. And then every hour practice and he's doing the, I don't know.
I don't either.
But either way, you just basically humiliated your quarterback, challenged your quarterback in front of everybody.
It's interesting. Just things like that going on around the NFL. And, again, it doesn't mean Caleb's going to be a bum. I just feel like he's trying to set the tone by doing this with Caleb so everybody else knows nobody's too big on the team.
The little things matter.
The little things matter. And the little things are going to matter for our Falcons as well. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard. We're at Hooters, guys, hanging out up here, Mall of Georgia location. This is our home away from home, and it's so good to see a lot of familiar faces, man. It's so cool to see people. And we've been up here, what year is this, 4?
This is year 5 for us being at Hooters, man. Year 5. Look, from around the bar, we got Dave over here. We got, see Spencer Strider's older brother? We got Strider's older brother right here in the green cap.
No doubt.
With the stash. And we got our crew over here. We got Allen Iverson. We talking about practice. Our boy, remember we saw him 3 years ago? What's up, G? Yeah, my boy, man. This guy, he's all Falcon. He's got a great new, I love that Falcons lid. It's kind of that old school 80s vertical piping.
Like
that's tight.
I like that too. Low Country, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Low Country, what's going on?
Low Country goes,
Yuri, what's happening?
Low Country goes, hey, when can I come on the show? I said, heck that. I go, we're going to sneak you in the club, pretend you're Rick Ross. We just got to get a Sharpie, make a little Florida between your eyes.
These guys travel with the team, not with the team, but as a fan group, man. And we party with these cats when we went to Charlotte a couple of years ago.
We took over a Hooters in Charlotte to the point where guys and people would come in Panthers gear, literally one step in and turn right around and walk right out the bar. It was a total ATL Dirty Bird takeover.
It really was, man. Because we came in, like Mike and I were there, and there were Panthers fans walking in. Oh, there's only a couple of them. We'll be fine. And then all of a sudden, two busloads of Falcon fans roll up right at the curb.
And all of a sudden, we ready.
People start walking in. It was like a football team walking into this spot.
Right.
And all of a sudden, people started leaving. We set up a DJ. It was like
we took it over, man.
It was great.
I think we're going to go down the street. I think.
Honey, we'll be closer to the stadium.
Yes, I think we'll walk down to Bank of America. We'll go to Dale Earnhardt's bar.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, big shout-out to DJ Diesel. He said, man, Dukes and Bell, you guys are right. This comes in threes thing.
Right.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, Hulk Hogan passing away today. We mentioned Chuck Mangione.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy yesterday. And so he said, man, I'm drained. Like, these are iconic figures.
Well, those are big parts.
About.
I mean, you talked about what it meant to Cosby. And, again, Bill Cosby – after show life aside, that was iconic roles, and it was new roles for people on TV to identify with, and that's iconic. Ozzy Osbourne, I told you what effect he had on my life as a kid, and then Hulk Hogan, who we all grew up with.
Yeah.
And then this guy, if you're of a certain age, this was literally, you couldn't go to a dentist's office, Carl, in the 70s without hearing this song.
No, Chuck Mangione was huge. You're right about that. I think he was 84 today.
Right.
I think Chuck was 84.
Great jazz trumpeter.
All right, man, we're coming back. Fourth and one's on the way. More from Falcons training camp, but we'll take you around the NFL. Lots of stuff going on, including the latest from Atlanta's own Justin Fields, the starting quarterback for the Jets. What is the report about his injury? Find out next.